Hello.
My name is Melania. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Can I speak to the person who requested this callback?
Yes, ma'am. That was me. My name is Savina McClain. Mm-hmm. I was calling because I had called the certification number, I guess, to report my weekly. And they told me that because my earnings were higher than my allotted amount through, I guess, unemployment, that I would need to call you guys before Friday. But they didn't tell me why.
That's because they closed your case.
So because I report earnings, they closed my case? That was my last paycheck.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what I need to do now, because I won't have any money coming in, that was my last paycheck, so I thought I was supposed to call to report.
You could just restart it over.
Okay, do I contact this number or?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we do that now or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, and what is your Social Security number?
416-27-9785.
All right, and what's your date of birth?
9/3/87.
All right, and what's your mother's maiden name?
McClain. So if ever I have a earning, I just let them know that I have an earning, and then they'll close the case and I call and reopen the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding any English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement and falsifying income documentation in connection with this is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive it in the future?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have you worked since the last time that you filed unemployment compensation?
No, ma'am.
All right. So what's the break in your claim?
The break in my claim was for a paycheck for my last day of work was June 24th.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. All right. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you already filed for a regular unemployment compensation and need to file for a trade adjustment assistance?
No, ma'am.
All right, did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance?
No, ma'am.
All right, and what is your first name?
Savina.
All right, and what is your last name?
McClain.
All right. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
All right. What's a good telephone number for you?
251-545-7393.
All right, what's your date of birth?
9/3/86.
All right, and what's your mother's maiden name?
McLean.
All right, do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. In what state was that driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
All right. All right. What's your race?
African American.
All right. And what's your gender?
Female.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Master's level college.
You said first year?
Graduate level of college.
So 2 years or 4 years?
Actually, 8 years.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States
ma'am.
Armed Force? Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what's your home address?
5154 Model Lane Drive South, MAU, D as in dog, East. LAYN as in Nancy, East Drive South, Mobile, Alabama, 36693.
All right. Let me put that in, okay?
Okay. Right there.
Where? Or she probably left. All right. And what was your occupation prior to being unemployed?
Disease intervention specialist.
All right, will you be seeking work in that usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Ma'am?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Have I? I've mm-hmm. never worked through a union.
All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for a school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full work? Are you available
yes, ma'am.
To accept? Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30. Well, actually, 50.
Okay. All right, what's the lowest hourly wage you accept for work?
$13.
All right. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for receiving a pension from the employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right, so are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you indicated earlier you have not worked since the last time that you filed unemployment compensation. I just need you to verify your answer.
Yes, ma'am. I haven't worked. My last day of work was June 24th at 10 o'clock a.m.
All right, have you worked in another state other than Alabama?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit checks withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
All right, so you put, when you filed earlier.
Ma'am.
So it shows that you put a direct deposit on file. Would you like to keep that one?
I put a what on file? Deposit?
Yes, direct deposit.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, so have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
All right, have you applied for or received a pension from the employer other than Social Security?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So far, everything that you have told me, is it correct?
Yes, ma'am.
If you're certifying that your answers are true and accurate and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits, we match the earnings you provided with the wages reported by your employer. False answers could result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 30 Smith Trail, 318 Hampton Road, 33070 High Ridge Court, or 814 Hawkins Street?
814.
Which one?
814 Hawkins Street.
All right, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? ATS and R, Archetype, Inter and Tel Espen, Quarter Group Homes, or University of West Alabama?
University of West Alabama.
Ma'am?
University of West Alabama.
All right, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1799 8TT Clark Road, 3931 Champion Circle, 556 Northeastern Boulevard, or 67 Cove Acres?
None of those.
All right, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama today?
Ma'am.
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance
ma'am.
Against the state? Okay. Are you certified under penalty and perjury that you are the person name whose name and information was provided on this claim and the statement made in connection with this claim is to be true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content, claim, and benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log into www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in benefits. A information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility and how you file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically mean payments will start to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389.
Okay, if I already have, because I had uploaded my resume onto the website. If I already did that a couple of weeks ago, do I need to re-upload it again?
Uh-uh.
You say yes?
No, you said no. I said no, you won't have to do that again.
Okay. Okay. And you also said, because I remember when they sent me a monetary documentation notice about quarters. That may not be a question for you. That may be the other number that I have to call.
The weekly certification line number or the inquiry department?
I think that was the inquiry I may have to call because they sent me a letter in regards to the amounts that I had made last year, and it was in quarters. But when I divided the sum up, it was like enough for 3 months. So would I have to file again after those 3 months, or was it just telling me I would only receive at that moment unemployment for 3 months?
No, you can get it, receive unemployment for up to a year.
Okay, because the allotment amount, it was like $10,000. Once I divided that up, into 4 weeks, that was like, it came up to like 14 weeks. That was 3 months. So I didn't know if it was saying that that's the only amount of funds that I would get, or that was the amount of funds that I would get for that quarter, or I would have to apply in 3 months, or...
Yeah, so you'll need a contact...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you'll need to contact them regarding your wage history.
Okay.
But, yeah, so your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You must not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hired when you first contact them.
Okay.
Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits, okay?
Okay, and I can call like every Friday, you see it, right?
Uh-huh. Sunday?
Saturday.
Yeah. No, before Friday. It starts on Sunday, and then it ends Friday at 5 p.m.
So Sunday, between Sunday and Thursday then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I think that's all my questions.
All right.
I have the previous numbers that were listed that I was supposed to call.
Well, your claim is now back active. You can file your claim next week.
Okay, so have it in before Thursday.
Uh-huh.
No, later than Thursday. Okay, thank you so much, ma'am, for calling me back.
All right, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You as well.